Welcome to another episode of the Shredder Show, and today we're going to talk through something very relevant. So I've got a new toy, and it's health and fitness trackers. Do they help or do they hurt you? And how to know if they're actually right for you. So there's a couple of different things you want to talk about here. So to give context to why I thought about this, is I just bought a Whoop band. I currently have an Oura Ring as well. Why have you got both, Charlie? Well, the Oura Ring doesn't track your heart rate whilst you're training, so that's why I wanted the Whoop band. So I thought I'd just get both of them, and then we'll just be a weirdo and have all this technology and data to take in. But what I really want to take you through is five surprising truths about data tracking. Now, there's big truth number one. Different types of people thrive in different types of data. So some people respond great to data, other people have become anxious and overwhelmed. Now, rather than seeing their weight, heart rate variability, or sleep quality as a way to judge the effectiveness of what they're doing, some people view these metrics as a statement of who they are. It's like getting attached to your weight on the scale. So when someone takes data personally, they might step in the scale and feel hopeless, thinking, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Or they look at a sleep track and think, my sleep sucks, I must have a broken body. Now, these things are limiting beliefs and things that we say about ourselves that we should be very aware not to say. Now, a lot of people see the behavior of tracking these things as a chore, making comments like, I have to do this to lose weight, I have to track, and they don't feel they have a choice. So same people say, I don't want to exercise, but my doctor told me I have to. And it's, again, it's the behavior of doing the behavior to avoid feeling guilty. In other words, they exercise because they don't want to feel bad about not exercising, rather than they want to actually exercise because they want to see results and they want to be happy and they want to feel great. So different types of data and different types of people thrive on different things. So firstly, be aware of that. Now, secondly, a measurement is only useful if it actually helps you make an informed decision. So this is why we take a lot of results and information from clients to help us make an informed decision. Now, a lot of people make very poor informed decisions from the data they have because they have emotional bias in terms of they're in their own headspace. So they see the scales not moving, so they think, oh shit, I better burn an extra 500 calories today, I better not eat that carrot stick or whatever. And the reality is, that's often the worst thing you can do in that situation. And that's why coaching is so important, and I'm such a big believer, and I'm a byproduct personally of coaching, is because you can have that external accountability from your own brain where you can tell someone no, cut the crap, you need to eat the food, don't starve yourself, and then just be patient. Because the biggest thing is most people make is they're not patient. So that's truth number two, is actually a measurement or data is only as useful as it is to help you make a correct decision. Now, that number three, now this is a hot topic for me. So some trackers don't actually spell out accurate data. So one thing you have to look at is a lot of this data is based on averages. Now, if you're the average, say for example, I weigh 100 kilos. For most people my height who weigh 100 kilos, I have a lot more muscle and less body fat than them. So therefore my ability to burn calories is probably going to be higher than theirs. Whereas someone who, for example, might have a lot more body fat and a lot less muscle tissue, their calorie output on a daily basis is going to be very different, and their metabolic rate will be very different. So we have to be very, very much aware of these. Now, this one big thing I find interesting is the fact that when we talk about burning calories, I see a lot of people setting goals of I just want to burn 400 calories and I can eat an extra 400. And I was like, that's not the point, because you don't actually know whether the device you're tracking your calories on is accurate. Now, the same can be said as well in calories consumed, because generally speaking, calories are very tough to measure, regardless of the tool you're using. So as a result, the calories listed on menus and food labels can be off by as much as 20%. And that's actual legal margin they're allowed to give on food labels as well. Now, if someone's merely tracking using these two things, calories in versus calories out, and they're doing a flexible approach, they can be absolutely all over the show when it comes to getting results. Now, this is why the best clients with us tend to be the ones who are the most consistent. So anyone who hasn't checked out Danny Barrasso's transformational Instagram page, absolutely insane. Dude's a machine. He's just consistent. Just turns up, just eats what he's supposed to do, just the training. He gets the results. It's when people try and chop and change and be really, really clever that when people tend to fall foul of things. So when people are trying to measure calories out versus calories in, none of these things are particularly accurate, and which is why consistency is very important. So consistency is always king, and that's one thing I always say to everyone. Don't seek perfection, seek consistency, and you'll achieve results and you'll achieve happiness. Now, truth number four, high tech trackers do motivate some people, normally for only a few months though. One big thing I'm a big fan of, so I use the Oura Ring, is actually tracking my step count. So again, we're talking about calorie output. If you're in a dieting phase and say, for example, you were doing 10,000 calories a day, and I said to you as a coach, okay, we're going to drop your calories by another 200, and then you get tired next week and then you're going to do 5,000 steps every day. Well, you've just negated that calorie balance deficit because you're doing less output of burning calories. Therefore, you're not going to see no progress, which is why it's very important to track these things. So the other thing is we can talk about now is truth number five. High-tech trackers can actually demotivate people. So this is especially true for people that come with like preset goals. It's a sleeping number of hours. They're trying to do a certain amount of steps. Like if people keep falling short of these, this can sometimes feel very difficult to overcome. So people who tend to benefit from having a lot of data tend to be like more numbers orientated, tend to be more advanced with their goals, more elite athletes who probably know a little bit more about what they're doing. The big take-home point I want everyone to focus on generally is just focus on consistency and making the right conscious choices on a daily basis. These are the most important things that are going to help you get results. Now, the people who will often be harmed by an overemphasis on data and all this tracking stuff are people who have an unhealthy obsession with food and or fitness. And these clients become so fixated on numbers, they can't think of anything else. They don't actually look at what the objective outcome or look at the big picture of what they're trying to do. They only look at the hourly and the day-to-day. And it's like, this is where people go wrong. You have to look at longer time scales to get life-changing results. Don't look day-to-day, don't look week-to-week. Just focus on relaxing during that period, do the best you can, and the results will come from there. You just need to focus on consistency, the right thought processes, and not being anxious and overwhelmed with trying to track too many things. Now, having the right data and having the right support is the whole key to coaching, and that's how you can take someone from point A to point B of where they want to go very, very quickly and very, very efficiently with minimal stress. Because like we at CJ Coaching work with a lot of clients, we've transformed thousands of lives, and we've done this over and over and over again because it's a bulletproof method to get results. Now, one of the biggest mistakes people make is they chop and change using fitness trackers. They try and piss around with their diet, changing things, trying to fit in stupid foods they shouldn't really be eating. And this just causes confusion, causes almost heartbreak in terms of people who they exercise over and over and over again. They're dieting constantly, yet they're never seeking results. If you do this correctly once, you can get the body fat off. We will then teach you through the four phases of training that we teach in terms of the priming phase, which is initially installing the right habits in terms of what to eat, how to train, how to look after and have respect for yourself. Number two, dieting phase in terms of getting like the body fat off and getting that shifted. Number three, which is the exciting bit, the reverse dieting phase where we bring your calories back up to a decent amount and keep your body fat in the same position so you can live a happy and enjoyable life and not feel like you're on poverty rations, which is what a lot of people do when it comes to coaching. They just starve themselves. And number four is the performance phase when we're just looking at life optimization, cognitive function, and becoming the ultimate human being you can be. So my take-home point from this today is trackers are awesome. The Whoop Band I have is cool. It gives a lot of metrics. You can go down loads of rabbit holes for that. Same with the Oura Ring. And these things are good to keep an eye on things, but I would only suggest for more advanced people, people who have a solid mindset, you have to have the right approach mentally to know that these things are useful and actually how to interpret this data. Because if you don't know what to do with the information is completely useless. It's about how you implement that and how you action that and how you use that to take you forward, not to confuse you more and have you going round and round in circles like a rudderless ship, which is what most people do. So I hope this was a helpful, insightful opinion in terms of my thoughts in terms of fitness trackers, a few myths about them, and the actual realities in terms of how accurate they are. Now, if you need help with your own fitness journey, you want to transform your physique, feel free to drop me a message on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. I could also send you over a free copy of my abs training course. We've got the Ultimate Abs Black Book, which we've just brought out. So we'll see you all in the next episode of The Shredder Show. I hope you have an awesome day, and please make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.